So random, because today was my birthday week. Now, I had stuff planned, but I wasn't able to get to it. So we're gonna do like a tapping video with an update about what's been going on. So today is Thursday. This video should be up today. Just reaching out to me, and y'all are DHR, y'all reached out to me in October. From October, y'all didn't reach out to me in December about my child, okay? I'm like, whatever. So she picked the time to come in the evening at 4 o'clock on my birthday. So, wake up on my birthday, I'm trying to go to school, and I tell them I will be back to get you out of school early. I'm stressed out at this point. I'm really stressed. I don't know why DHR is in my business. I didn't have my son for almost 3 years. And I'm like, DHR ain't never been in my business. Even when I went and got full custody of him, DHR didn't even, nobody even got in my business. It was just me and the judge, and I got him. So I had no idea what was going on. Eventually, the lady comes and we talk. And she says, why? She asked me, do I know why she's here? And I'm like, baby, I'm lost for words. I do not know. She says she has an anonymous tip that someone said your child had a bloody nose and came to school with blood on his t-shirt. I was like, what? So, basically, the statement that the anonymous statement was, it was probably either at his bus or school he got in trouble. And I said, you know, the teacher told me, and she said she don't know if it was bus or school, I said in front of the teacher, you know what's gonna happen to you, right? And basically, I don't whoop my child. He takes medicine for mental problems, so I don't do corporal punishment because I don't want to make it worse on him. But she said, watch what you say because somebody probably took it the wrong way. And I was like, okay, what about the blood and stain stuff y'all talking about? Basically, I think it was one day I forgot to wash, and I did have to send him to school, and he had a shirt. It had a small stain on it, but it wasn't nothing crazy, no blood stain. So that was it. Basically, like, when I went to school, he got in trouble one day, and I went to get him from school, and I said, you know what's going to happen to you? Basically, I was saying to him, like, I'm going to take your game or take your phone, but someone made an anonymous call and made it seem like I was doing something like that, but I wasn't. So, anyway, that day, she talked to my mom, kind of was like, I can tell you come from a good family, and I can tell that, like, you know, this ain't what you do. And I'm like, yeah, it's not, and my child is not in any type of harm. He's well taken care of. And pretty much they closed the case or whatnot. You know, she took, wrote down everything she needed to write down and addressed it. And, you know, it was nothing that needed to be really called. It was like, just watch what you say, because some people will take what you say out of context when you're talking to your children. And I was like, oh, wow. But like I said, I don't do corporal punishment, so I really wasn't worried about it. And the truth be told, I wasn't worried about it. But it kind of stressed me out because I'm like, this is my birthday. I started crying because I was like, what the, why is DHR in my business? I didn't do anything wrong except trying to take care of my child. They came, they saw he has food, they saw he got clothes, they saw he has a roof over his head. And then I did do that on my birthday. But everything is fine. Our Johnny is fine. Our Johnny is healthy. Our Johnny goes to his doctor's appointment, his dentist appointment. Our Johnny gets what he wants. So everything is up to par. But I was planning on making like a video on my birthday and stuff and doing like, I did stream for like an hour on my birthday, but I planned on streaming all day. Someone asked like, oh, what game should I play Fortnite? Someone was like, why don't you just make memories with your family? I have many, many memories with my family. I am an adult now. I don't do too much. None of my family does too much. I didn't have any thing planned because I did start working a new job at the end of the year. So I knew I wasn't going to have no time off to do anything. But also understand, I make memories with my family every single day. Like, my life ain't just on YouTube, okay? I make memories with my family every single day, in the morning, before I go to work, when I get off work, the weekends, before I do any type of YouTube video, I make memories with my family. My birthday is my day to do what I want to do. It was my day, and what I want to do with my birthday was spend it doing something I love to do, which is doing content, streaming, talking to you guys. That's what I love to do. So why wouldn't I spend my birthday like that? But we had a little kickback. It was nobody but my immediate family, me, my older brother, my little sister, boyfriend, my mom, my niece, my nieces, my two nieces, my son, and a close family friend. That was all that was here. And we had cake and ice cream. We said happy birthday. We did all that later in the night, and that was it. We don't do all that stuff like we used to. We didn't realize, you know, you can just have family, close family friends and still have a good time. We drank a little bit and had fun. That's it. Ate good food, and that was it. So when it comes to me doing something for my birthday, I just want to be on here doing stuff for my birthday, and I had fun for that hour stream, and I had super a lot of fun. This is what I love to do. Also, I stopped trying to be in a rat race. As you can tell, I've been doing all of my videos. Yeah, I have got a phone call, but I do all of my videos from my phone. I'm not finna buy no more new equipment, no green screens, no lights, and do all that anymore. I'm just making content for the people who just watch my content, and that's it. I'm just gonna do videos just like this. Simple lo-fi videos like this. Gonna be more of my style, because I've done all the crazy green screen stuff. I've done all the crazy editing stuff, spending hours on the videos, and at this point I'm just gonna do my ASMR the way I want to do it, and just simply get the couple of hundred people that really rock with me, and I ain't worried about the, I wish YouTube had a way to, like Twitch does, to deactivate people who don't interact with your channel. I wish YouTube had something like that, because if it's only 100 of y'all interacting with my shit, then I would rather, like 1,000. I'd rather just have my thing say 1,000 instead of 20 subscribers when they don't interact, you know what I'm saying? To get a haircut this week, but I'm gonna wait till next week, and because it's the week before Christmas, and it's that couple of days before Christmas, and I'm trying to save up some money for stuff and whatnot, so you know, it is what it is. But other than that, that's the video, you guys. It's like I said, a little update video. I had stuff planned, I wasn't able to get to it because of this hectic birthday week. I will see you guys in the next one.